Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio network. It's Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend 2022 here in the USA. The day of Thanksgiving this year was November 24, last Thursday. This is traditionally a time when Americans gather together and give thanks for, among other things, our magnificent freedoms and rights bestowed on us by our great country and Constitution. Sure, life can be pretty rough and discouraging at times, but if you're like me and many, many millions of other Americans who've worked hard and, despite setbacks, achieved at least some success in our lives, Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on just how fortunate we've been compared to so many people in other parts of the world. That good fortune in our lives has come about in no small part because we've lived in a country where we've been relatively free and prosperity has been supported thanks to our laws and culture established to facilitate that success. There are also probably millions of other Americans who hate the USA, or rather who've been programmed to hate this country, and blame it for any misfortune they've suffered. And many of these same people are working diligently to destroy America as we have known it and convert it into some kind of socialist hellhole they believe will somehow be better than what exists for them today. You see, the disease of socialism, with its most extreme form being communism, which appeals to so many brainwashed people out there today, is based on hate. And that hate ultimately turns murderous. Whenever communism takes hold in a country, and that has always been through violent revolution and military conflict, there follows mass murder, slavery, and terror, which becomes the dominant way of life for the masses. But the brain-dead, nitty followers of the socialist religion always think their lives will be better, not worse, under socialism. Once they find out the truth, it's too late for them to change things. The people at the top, the people in charge, get rich and powerful. The rest of us are their serfs and slaves. That is the true nature of communism. And while this Thanksgiving, as I have reflected on my life up to this point, I've had a lot of gratitude for what I have, but so too am I also deeply worried about what the future holds for all of us. This is because of the Marxist-Communist revolution being thrust upon us by our now significantly fraudulent elections, controlled by evil people and forces much of the public does not recognize. In 2020, many millions of Americans have no doubt massive and well-organized fraud in the elections occurred. People seeking to expose and remedy that fraud were ignored and even punished in some cases, as the bulk of our judiciary turned their backs on it all. Conservative commentator J.D. Rucker recently asked rhetorically, are all members of our judiciary now corrupt? He then answers his own question with, yes, pretty much. We also learned in horror that at least the leadership of our formerly much respected FBI, along with the rest of the U.S. Justice Department, our CIA and other intelligence organizations, as well as numerous other government entities, appeared to be also in on the conspiracy to remove Donald Trump from the presidency and install, evidence strongly suggests, the corrupt, pro-communist moron Joe Biden in the White House. Whereupon Biden and his handlers launched their hate-filled Marxist revolution on America that continues to this day. They, of course, contend this is really what the great majority of the American people want, and that it's all really for our own good. Now, you have to remember, too, that a lot of this is tied in with communist China and all the money and influence they've flooded our country with. It is undisputed that Biden family members, most likely including our true illegitimate president, Joe Biden himself, have received at least $31 million in payments from individuals and entities connected with the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and Chinese military intelligence. yet nothing whatsoever has been done about this. On our last program, you heard retired Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McKinnerty being interviewed on Emma Robinson's The Absolute Truth TV show on the website prankspeech.com, in which McKinnerty told Robinson she could, quote, take it to the bank, close quote, that the CCP was widely involved in cyber attacks during our midterm elections earlier this month, just as they were in the 2020 election. That flipped hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of votes across the country to ensure, along with widespread ballot and vote fraud, that leftist candidates got elected and pro-Trump patriots were defeated. Although this has yet to be revealed decisively and proven publicly as undisputed fact, from what I've seen, I have no doubt about it. But whether anything will come of it all remains to be seen. General McKinnerty, after making his claims in the interview, has not stated what will be done with this information. If all his claims are true, why hasn't anything significant been done to bring this before the American public? McKinnerty hasn't said that I am aware of, nor have I seen anything more about it all. Joe Biden and his ilk were chortling and crowing about the midterms and about how their side had supposedly won handily and Trump supporters had suffered a catastrophic defeat, which supposedly spells doom for the MAGA or Make America Great Again movement. Yet it's true that Republicans managed to barely retake control of the U.S. House of Representatives, and there are signs GOP representatives there will make good on their promises to investigate many things, including powerful evidence of Biden family corruption, Joe being compromised by the CCP, the origins of the COVID-19 virus, government malfeasance, and the safety of vaccines, and the real facts of the January 6, 2021 Capitol demonstration and mini riot. But again, what will come of all this remains to be seen. With leftist Democrat and establishment Republicans in control of the Senate, a Biden impeachment would likely be killed. I'm left wondering if we actually succeeded in retaking the House, or if it was just something that was allowed by the CCP and their minions in this country to fool the American public into believing that we actually do have so-called free and fair elections. So stop worrying and go back to sleep, they're telling you. Representative Kevin McCarthy wants to be House Speaker, replacing the disgustingly arrogant and corrupt tyrant Democrat Nancy Pelosi. The Pelosi family has had huge investments in sweetheart business deals in China for many years now. McCarthy is talking tough about border security and Joe Biden being compromised by the CCP, but many fear it's all just an act. McCarthy reportedly had urged Donald Trump to stop alleging vote fraud in the 2020 election and quietly relinquish the presidency to Biden. So there's clear cause for concern about McCarthy. We'll just have to see about all this. Just a few days ago, at a Southeast Asian Economic Summit, the puppet Joe Biden, as far as I'm concerned, confidently strode into a room, a huge smile on his face, and shook hands with his benefactor and, I say, master, CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping. Xi managed to smile also, but to me he seemed somewhat standoffish and unhappy. I got the impression Xi is not as happy with his puppet Joe as Xi would like to be. After all, the American president does not have the near absolute power that a communist dictator like Xi wields, despite his reported deadly feuds with opposing factions within the CCP. There are many people and sectors in our government operating independently of direct presidential influence. Also, although he's done a lot of favors for the CCP, Joe maintains at least a semblance of independence from the CCP and has supported actions and legislation Xi no doubt seems detrimental. Xi no doubt deems detrimental to the CCP. But then again, what can Xi do about it? He can't reveal the CCP's cyber attacks on U.S. elections and its infiltration and influence over so much of American society and government without stirring up a firestorm of negative public opinion, increasing efforts to counter that influence. So for the time being, at least, Xi will have to settle for what he's gotten and what he hopefully will get from his minion, Joe Biden. Getting back to the U.S. midterm elections, nowhere has the blatant corruption and fraud been more apparent to me than in Arizona. Floyd Brown, founder of the Western Journal, said on former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's War Room TV and radio program, November 25, that McCain faction establishment Republicans in Arizona have aligned themselves with the most radical leftist George Soros-backed Democrats, helping them to take over the state, defeat MAGA candidates, and thwart the will of the people. Brown was referring to the late U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona, a bitter opponent of Donald Trump. McCain, when he was still alive, who after a history of opposing Obamacare socialized medicine, reversed himself and voted for it to spite Trump and other Republicans against it. And his vote, I believe, was the decisive one that ensured the passage of Obamacare. This McCain faction is said to include outgoing Governor Doug Ducey and Maricopa County Supervisor and elections official Bill Gates. A few months ago, Gates declared the Republican Party of Arizona may need to lose elections in order to find itself, he said, and rid the party of so-called election deniers. And sure enough, surprise, surprise, all or almost all of the Trump-backed Republicans supposedly lost their races there in Arizona, if you believe Gates. Corrupt politicians, again, in my opinion, like Gates and Ducey, are apparently willing to renounce everything they claim to have stood for as Republicans, helping hand victory to the most radical left-wing Democrats rather than relinquish control to real Republicans. This is not only sickening, but astounding. I have to regard such people as reprehensible. And no, I'm not calling for violence to remedy this nightmarish situation. That does no good, but plays into their hands of our enemy, plays into the hands of our enemies. But we are certainly in a world of hurt with people in positions of power who are merely posing as Republicans and what they traditionally have stood for. Election integrity fighter Mike Lindell and others urged Trump supporters to vote in person on Election Day, November 8th, in the midterms. This, among other things, is supposed to throw off the computer algorithms, secretly inserted computer programs that manipulate votes. Votes cast on Election Day, therefore, make it harder for these programs believed to be operating to keep track of vote totals and thus reveal how many ballots must be created and stuffed into the system to win the election for CCP and American radical left-backed candidates. And I should say now, phony Republican-backed candidates. Arizonans backing Trump endorsed governor candidate Kari Lake and other MAGA candidates turned out in large numbers to vote on Election Day, only to find widespread mysterious breakdowns in electronic vote recording equipment, equipment that was tested the day before and worked perfectly. This resulted, obviously intentionally, in my opinion, in more than 60% of Maricopa County polling locations having malfunctioning vote recording equipment that could not accept or record correctly completed ballots. There were hours-long waits to vote, and many of these voters were prevented from properly casting their ballots. If this disastrous situation isn't major voter suppression, I don't know what is. While the Arizona Attorney General's Election Integrity Unit has asked for an explanation of this mass malfunction disaster for the Maricopa County election officials, from the Maricopa County election officials, Maricopa County being the fourth largest metropolitan area in the country, these officials have said they will respond in due time, but will nevertheless proceed with the completed vote count certification tomorrow, as scheduled. In other words, to hell with complaints and inquiries about these supposed coincidental election catastrophes. Maricopa County will do as it pleases. As another George Soros-backed puppet, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone stated, election officials will not allow outside influence in who runs their elections. He added, we get to choose, you don't, or something to that effect. This is interesting, considering that radical leftist billionaire Soros, who doesn't live in Arizona, has given millions to help elect Penzone and Secretary of State and now Governor-elect Katie Hobbs. Hobbs had refused to recuse herself from running the state's elections and is now certifying her own election. The person who runs the, elections in Maricopa County had also reportedly started a PAC, a political action committee, to defeat MAGA candidates, yet he still runs the election in Maricopa County. I mean, this is, the conflict of interest is here stunning to me. It's obvious to me that the cabal including outgoing Rhino Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and Supervisor Gates, and probably Attorney General Mark Brnovich, are laughing at how they threw the election for governor to Soros-backed goon Katie Hobbs, as election integrity warrior Patrick Byrne calls her. Hobbs has now declared victory after a long counting, very slow counting of the ballots. Hobbs, a radical leftist Democrat who refused to recuse herself, as I said, from running the midterm elections statewide and is now going to certify her own election as governor, can be relied upon to institute a neo-communist political agenda to the greatest extent possible. Here's audio from Bannon's War Room program in November 23 with Steve Bannon and Carrie Lake discussing the midterm elections in Arizona. Please play soundbite one.
Carrie Lake joins us. Carrie, you're fighting for to stop the disenfranchisement of the citizens of Arizona, and counties are thrown in, Cochise County, Mojave County, I think. They're saying, we don't know how we certify this thing. We got to wait to see what Maricopa is going to do. This letter, and people should understand on this letter, just make sure people understand the timeline. The letter was put out by the, I think, Assistant Attorney General on Brnovich's letterhead. It was a brutal letter, and it was put out at 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday, not to kill it from which normally people do to stop it from the news flow, is because of the urgency of which they needed Maricopa County to respond to these, quite frankly, very serious charges and allegations. So yep. Where do we stand? We understand you just put a shot across the bow in your first of many filings, but walk us through, set the thing for the audience who's been kind of one step removed watching all these disparate moves. Now that you're at the head of the tank column here now, what is exactly going on?
Well, we kind of followed up with our own filing today. We need information from Maricopa County. They ran the shoddiest election ever in history, and we want some information. We're on a timeline, a very strict timeline when it comes to fighting this botched election, and they're dragging their feet. They don't want to give us the information, so we're asking the courts to force them to give us information. This is not our main case. When our main case drops, they will hear it. Trust me, they will hear it. And they better think really hard before Ducey and Hobbs sign their John Hancock to that certification. They better think long and hard about what they know about what happened in this election, because when we drop our lawsuit, they will hear it. We have whistleblowers coming forward and at least one smoking gun in it, and we will not stand here and watch them make a mockery of our sacred vote. So we've asked for the courts to get involved and force the Maricopa County
But you're supposed to have a real flow of this information from your observers and your attorneys. Are you saying in this filing that they have restricted your flow of information as they hurtle towards this certification on Monday?
Well, we've included a lot of the information that we've obtained from people who are poll watchers working at the polls, but we're needing information from Bill Gates and from Thomas Liddy down at Maricopa County, information that only they have. And it's part of the information we saw in the AG's letter. I believe they're withholding it. They're dragging their feet on this. They're trying to run out the clock. But we will get that information even without it. I think we have just a killer case here. And we need to remember what they're trying to do here with our elections. They did it in broad daylight. It was blatant. There was no subtlety about what they did when they discriminated against people who chose to vote on election day. 63% of polling places were inoperational or only partially operational on election day. Hour-long waits, 2-hour, 3-hour, 4-hour-long waits. I had one report, Steve, where they rolled somebody in a bed to vote, an elderly person who wanted to vote. When that person got up to vote, they watched as their ballot went in and out, never got counted. This is absolute outrageousness on behalf of Maricopa County. I don't know how it's coincidental. I can't even imagine. I mean, don't insult my intelligence by acting like this was just, oops, we screwed up. And you know what else they didn't do? They never certified the printers. And they'll lie and tell you they did, but they never certified the printers being used at the polling places, which were not good printers. The only printer they certified were the million-dollar Runbeck printers. And that story is about to fall real soon when we find out that they didn't even certify the equipment they were using at these polling places.
Okay. You know, we had Mark Sonnenklar on the evening show last night for almost a half hour, and our audience's head blew up because we walk through in detail his report and then what he had to say, the rejection rates of 100. I mean, what he had to say and what's in that report is even more damning than what was in the AG's letter. And Cleta Mitchell and other people have been on all these sites accumulating affidavits, accumulating information. I mean, he was saying, hey, they went around. These were RNC observers.
Yeah.
What he saw was unbelievable, 100% rejection rates. People did, and the whole concept, they didn't know the procedures in that manual about voiding votes, about where they send people after the votes. He said it was absolute chaos. And his point was that Bill Gates absolutely lied. He said they went around to 115 of the 223 voting centers. In just the 115 they went into, there was over 72. There were 72 already machine. The machines weren't working, and they weren't solved by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This went all through all day. He said that Gates came out and said there were only 72 of the 223. He said it's impossible. There had to be over 100 or even more. He thinks 125 up to. He said this was nothing but chaos, and even given how people, there were good people working there, but they didn't know the procedures. They didn't know the procedures to call in a technician. They didn't know the procedures of what to do with voiding ballots. He said it was total and absolute chaos the entire day. And he's saying, hey, he doesn't understand how they weren't prepared for Election Day, understanding that the Trump, Carrie Lake type voters were coming out that day, ma'am.
That's right. And, one of the polling locations, the person in charge, when everybody showed up to help work, he said, oh, don't worry. I've already done all the testing. It's all been done. And they're supposed to have witnesses there. We actually have watchers and eyes in the counting center downtown, MCTech. And we found out from one of our people that are down there that two employees with Dominion badges have free range of that counting center where all the ballots are. Two employees with Dominion badges walk around like they own the place, unfettered access. They're on all of the computers, we're told, and they're actually even telling county employees when to take a break and when to leave the room. This is run in a way that is not just, I almost think there's maladministration, maliciousness, the way they're running this. It's not just accidental what they're doing here, Steve. It's in all different areas, from the polling places to where they're counting the ballots. And if they decide to certify this, I think they've got a really – oops, my alarm's going off here. Sorry about that, Steve. If they decide to certify this
– you don't need to wake up Carrie Lake. She's always on watch. You're always on watch.
I actually woke up early with a phone call from President Trump today, so I've been awake for a long time. But this is just beyond 2020. I mean, what they did in 2020, it looks like they've done that again and then some. And for the governor, if he says he's going to certify this and Katie Hobbs to certify this, I think they really better think long and hard.
Carrie, if you could just hold through the break. Carrie, Bill Gates, he came out pulling the Fargo routine yesterday and said that, put out a statement that they're going to certify on the 28th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And however, they did get a letter, some sort of letter from the attorney general, and they're going to answer in their own sweet time. But they will answer that. How can Maricopa County, understanding that the whole world's watching this and it has been the revulsion of how they've handled themselves and comported themselves, how can they hurdle to try to cover up their crimes, not just their incompetence, but their crimes, to even try to certify this next Monday? Which I understand legally is that's when game on the legal aspect. But how can they try to and have Katie Hobbs, who never campaigned and never – who hid in her basement, right, never had any crowds and never was even being chewed up by CNN and MSNBC, that she would be the signature to sign the certification and promulgate it to the governor? How could they possibly do that as an affront to the citizens of Arizona, ma'am?
Yeah, think back to December 2020, the same cast of characters that were signing and certifying that 2020 election doing the same thing. And this time it was even more, I believe, egregious and outrageous the way right out in the open. They just basically, it appears that they sabotaged Election Day voting to make it difficult.
You see, that's what I was saying. These people, there was no consequences whatsoever, even despite... The only place where we had a real forensic audit of the 2020 election was in Arizona, and they found all kinds, even though they had to fight tooth and nail, they had to fight all kinds of things, and they still came out finding strong evidence of massive, massive corruption. What happened? Nothing. So these people are laughing. They can do whatever they want, and they think they're going to get away with it, and they may. With the shocking betrayal of Americans and the Constitution by the near total refusal of our judiciary, including the three Trump-nominated Supreme Court justices, to even consider the massive evidence of election and ballot fraud in the 2020 election, it was amazing to me to see how many Trump conservatives still seem to have faith in our courts. It appears Carrie Lake, Mike Lindell, and others still think that our judiciary will ultimately step in to save the republic. I'd love to be proven wrong about this, but at this point, I have no faith whatsoever that our sickeningly corrupt and/or compromised judiciary will do anything to help us. That's why, as I said, this coalition of phony Republicans and radical left Democrats are laughing about stealing another election. And tomorrow, right on schedule, the Maricopa County and Arizona State and other county officials will certify the stolen election, handing Hobbs the governorship and other radical left-back candidates their offices. Here's audio from Mike Lindell on his website, frankspeech.com, November 23. Lindell is criticizing the Republican National Committee, the RNC establishment, for failing Republicans and the American people by not doing enough or not doing anything at all to save our elections and back Trump-backed candidates. Lindell is considering running for RNC chair, and Stacey wants to hear the thoughts on this from local RNC leaders. Play soundbite two, please.
But I want to hear what these 168 have to say. You know,
people want to make sure that they're not going to be a machine used in this election.
The what?
People are asking. Oh, make sure there's no machine.
I hope not. I don't believe there is. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it? They pull out an old machine and say, here you go, everybody vote. And everyone goes, who did you vote for? Who voted for Ronna? You know, that's interesting.
I mean, this is crazy. I have never seen, Logan, have you ever seen this much feedback coming in on a show? No, none of the guys in the control room who watch this all day have never seen this kind of response, Mike.
You guys, I talked to a few of the RNC, the heads of the state, the GOPs, the chairmen of quite a few states today, and they all have the same thing to say. They want new leadership. They want. They encouraged me so far. I haven't had one negative, Brandon, yet. They encouraged me. This is after they reached out to me and said, would you please do this? And I said, oh, you know, I spent a week now weighing it and everything. And I want to talk to all of them. I want to talk to all of them individually. And I will do that over the next few days here. And as many as I can, I guess. And it sounds like they're just... A lot of them are discouraged. They're very discouraged because I'm sure they hear from their donors, Brandon. I'm sure they hear from their friends, their family, the people. This is the rank and file. That's what the RNC, the new platform there is the people's platform. This is the people's party, the RNC.
And well, by the way, Mike.
Brandon, they've got to catch up to that or they've got to change their paradigm. They need to change what they're doing. Because you know what? Maybe there's things in business you have to change based on the footprint we're in. We are in a very, very, very extreme time in our nation's history, and it's critical time. And when you have the RNC and they're sitting there basically going, same old, same old. I'm going to run again. We're going to really do it next time. We're going to really do it next time. You know how many candidates have called me that said they were abandoned by the RNC, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get those, the abandonment. It's basically abandonment. And then I get when their old members call me up and want me to run and they're saying that they've been abandoned or they feel that they're abandoning it, what the people want or what and what their donors want, Brandon. What their donors, think of the donors. How would you like to be a donor and you put in, you got up all these people out here going, hey, we need to have fair elections. We need to fix this. We need to fix the problems. They're all, and they hear this all the time, but yet they got the RNC and they're giving money, millions and billions, whatever it is, to candidates. And then they get failed. They fail them. And they're going, hey, don't you think we should fix the elections? That shouldn't it go hand in hand? You fix our elections to make sure the money and efforts we're putting in don't get stole from us. It's like you go and you build a house, a beautiful house, and someone comes there and says, I'm sorry, we're taking your house. I mean, this is just, it's like you can't even wrap your head around what's happened in our country.
I cringe when I hear phrases, including the words, the peoples, this or that. That term, the peoples, is widely used by communists and has nothing to do with the will of the people. I know Michael Lindell and others who use the term mean it as the opposite of the communists, but it can be confusing. Anyway, good luck, Michael Lindell, in running for the RNC chairmanship position. I'm sure the RNC establishment would go along with that, huh? Well, you never know, but here's more comment on the improbabilities of the midterms, on how the left and how the left controls a narrative about them, from host Owen Schroyer of Infowars.com in a conversation in November 15 with Joe Hoff of the GatewayPundit.com. Joe and his twin brother Jim Hoff run the GatewayPundit.com. Very good news source, by the way, at least for people like me. Play soundbite 3, please.
Well, it's incredible, folks. As we sit here, they're still counting votes in Oregon and California and Colorado and Maryland in House races where Republicans have a stronghold and are winning. But magically, the perfect number of votes are coming in for the Democrats to win, and they might take the House, too. It's totally legitimate. Don't ask any questions or you're a racist, terrorist, bigot. Now, the great Joe Hoft from the incredible Gateway Pundit joins me here. They are just all over this story. Here's a couple of the headlines I want to open up here with Joe Hoft. Despite only 17% Democrat turnout on Election Day, Katie Hobbs and Democrats are winning over 50% of Maricopa County Election Day totals. Nobody thought that would be the case. And here we are. Maricopa County election judge believes the machines were programmed to reject ballots on Election Day. I wonder whose ballots they were rejecting. And GOP didn't lose midterms because mail-in ballots are better than in-person voting. The GOP lost because the same corrupt election activities happened again. So I want to begin the conversation right here with Joe Hoft. Joe, it's an amazing thing. The Democrats don't have to have rallies. They don't have to campaign. They don't have to have debates. They don't have to do anything. And then somehow they win in Arizona. I mean, how obvious is this one? To me, it's a pretty obvious one because Arizona was a really energized red state. I mean, they were excited for their candidates, excited for this midterm election, and yet somehow the entire state falls flat and goes blue. I'm not buying it, Joe.
Yeah, me neither. It's a travesty what's happening there. And Jim had that great post that you just mentioned a few moments ago about Arizona. So on Election Day, which is what they told all the Carrie Lake and all the conservatives, don't mail in your ballot. They'll switch it. And we don't know what sort of monkey business they'll do with it. They'll throw it away. So come in on Election Day and vote. And that's how we're going to beat them. And apparently that strategy worked for Carrie Lake in the primaries. And so people do, and then all of a sudden the election day is a mess, and then all of a sudden here we are, and almost a week later now they're still counting, and then like Jim reported this morning overnight, they, according to a Democrat, there was 17% turnout for Democrats on election day, and yet we're seeing the results being, 54% for Katie Hobbs, this corrupt, not likable woman who certified the stolen election of 2020.
And who's still the Secretary of State overseeing this gubernatorial race.
Yeah, she should have been, she should have recused herself long, long time ago. But of course, she's a Soros girl and they have to make sure everything gets corrupted rightly so they can steal all these races. And Arizona is really important. I think that's the deep state, once they steal a state, they want to lock it in. And Carrie Lake's a threat, too. I think the thing about Carrie Lake is a lot of people think she's vice president, if not president material. So she's very polished, very smart, very MAGA, a big Trump supporter, and just a logical perhaps person if he runs again as a vice president. So if not even a president candidate. So they're trying to knock her out, and it doesn't make any sense. And so, you know this, Owen, I've shared this before with you. I was a corporate auditor. I've done audits around the world, maybe 200-300 audits. I was stationed in Hong Kong for a decade, overseeing an audit team over there. I've done fraud audits, financial, operational. I've earned 10 degrees designations. And it's really easy to see. First step in auditing is kind of look at your population, get a good definition of what it is and what the process is you're looking at in the systems. And again, it's the same story from 2020. These high numbers immediately shock you and are like, how can this be? If 17% Dems are showing up and yet you're getting 54% what's her name?
Yeah, we don't even know her name.
No. Yeah, I mean, she's repulsive, too. The lady's got a real squeaky little girl voice. It's just she's weird. There's nothing attractive about her. So kind of like Fetterman. I guess Fetterman's the other obvious, anomaly. It's like, who's going to vote for that guy, especially after that debate?
Well, here's the problem. Yeah, here's the problem with the Pennsylvania-Arizona dichotomy is that, I mean, yeah, I believe Pennsylvania was stolen. There's no way Fetterman could actually win. But what's the point of contesting that? The Republicans aren't battling for that. The Democrats own Pennsylvania. They've stamped it. There's no chance a Republican wins in a statewide election in Pennsylvania. The Democrats just own it. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to focus on a futile fight here. But I have hope for Arizona. No matter the results, I think Lake and Masters and Fincham and Hamadeh, they're going to fight it. They're going to sue. They're going to call for audits. They're going to call for recounts. I think they're going to fight this deal.
I would certainly hope that they fight for this for audits in Pennsylvania. As you heard, if you listened to the last program we had, General McKinnity said that in Pennsylvania, the CCP cyber attacks or attack or whatever were responsible for flipping something like 330,000 votes from Trump-backed candidate Dr. Oz to this Fetterman, who Alex Jones of Infowars.com said, looks like a character from a mutant character from a road warrior movie. The only real forensic audit of the 2020 election was held in Arizona and uncovered considerable evidence of fraud in the election there, such as Maricopa County election personnel deleting their entire 2020 election database from their computer system the day before they were ordered to turn it over to the auditors, and hundreds of thousands of ballots that cannot be verified one way or another as authentic. But in the end, nothing significant was done to find and prosecute the perpetrators. Although I, by all means, support true forensic audits of the midterm elections in states like Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia, getting them real ones will be a huge challenge. Yet, if we actually do have the most free and fair elections in history, as the left and these phony Republicans keep contending, why indeed are they so opposed to a real election forensic audits? You know the answer. If Carrie Lake and the other Trump-supporting candidates who, though winning handily in the primaries, yet mysteriously lost in the midterms when all the delayed vote counting was done, do fight this, their efforts will likely eventually end up being appealed by one side or the other to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, as you may recall, when 18 states asked the Supreme Court to accept these states' plea to contest the 2020 election due to strong evidence and suspicion of widespread fraud, the three Trump-nominated justices, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, sided with a compromised Chief Justice John Roberts, who almost always goes against Trump, and the three leftist ideologue justices on the court in refusing to consider the matter. Their actions thus ensured the installment of the White House of the appalling corrupt moron and CCP puppet, Joe Biden. Now, I'm wondering if these three justices are actually true conservatives who made a devastating error in judgment, or are they in reality deep state moles placed on the court to aid and abet in the takeover of America and handover of it to the CCP. In other words, will Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch again turn their backs on the American people, their oath of office, and the Constitution? Or will they finally decide to join Justices Alito and Thomas and consider the pleas to hear the new election and voter fraud cases in support of the constitutional issues presented? Lastly today, let's hear from conservative commentator and election fraud investigator, multimillionaire inventor and businessman Jovan Hutton Pulitzer on his CRAP radio program. Yes, that's right. It's called CRAP, which stands for Culture, Race, and American Politics. He's discussing what's going on in America today and one important way we can act to save America from socialism, namely by boycotting these woke, meaning leftist, communist-embracing corporations. As Pulitzer states it, it's all about the money. Please play soundbite 4.
Hey, folks, welcome to the program. Yes, it's going to be another one of those programs. I know it's odd to have a program called CRAP. CRAP is an acronym that stands for Culture, Race, and American Politics. I named it that, and I've been doing this all this time trying to educate America to make you the smartest patriot in the room, because we all feel the same. We just want to grab these politicians and these woke corporations and by the lapels and just shake them and go, cut the crap. I'm going to give you a plan tonight. I'm going to give you a plan today to help you take back this United States of America from these woke corporations. By the way, shout out to all my listeners that listen to the program, 93.3 Real Talk FM. Thank you for joining. By the way, folks, I do my program every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week, Central Standard Time. I say that so it's very easy to remember, 777. In doing my work, forensic work for the Arizona audits and finding all the different things wrong with it, did you ever think we would live in a society where the media won't let us tell the truth? Although they tell us all the time that they're right, they're correct, and that we're the conspiracy theorists. But I'm telling you what, folks, I've learned some interesting things doing these audits. I've learned some interesting things getting deep in the belly of the beast, trying to figure out what happened in November 2020. And now we have our mail order maladministration selected, not elected White House. And I'm telling you, it seems like everything's going to hell in a handbasket. But I learned in this, follow the money. Everything is about the money. Follow the money. I'm going to show you some appalling numbers. We're just going to talk about what really goes on behind your back. Now, I want to say something right up front so you understand me. The left always tells us exactly what they're going to do. If they're going to teach our young children that's 3 and 4 years old to masturbate, oh, did you ever think in our country that would be school curriculum? They tell us right up front what they're going to do. They tell us to hate us. They tell us we need to go away. They tell us they're going to take over our country. But there's something even more sinister. That's the enemy you cannot see. There's a couple of types. A lot of them are conservatives, rhinos, Republicans in name only, that basically telling us we're going to fix this. We're going to have election integrity. We're going to fight for America. We don't want illegals flooding the border and taking jobs and everything else. And then they vote against everything they said. And I'm sure, and I know, it's because of the money. It is literally because of the money. As I've seen now, not only from the belly of the beast to the underbelly of this beast, I realized just how corrupt it is. Number one, if you were driving, and man, this has happened to me before. I've been driving down the road and pull up maybe a stop sign or stoplight, see somebody homeless on the corner, has a sign looking to be helped. But problem is, I saw him continually around the corner getting drunk, shooting up, whatever the case may be. You would no more logically hand them your money because you would be supporting their bad habit. I also think you could probably agree with me that you would not have somebody there on the corner with their hand or their hat out. I want to make the world a better place, you know, give me 10 bucks. And if you were to ask them, well, what are you going to do? Well, of course, I'm going to give the money to Black Lives Matter. I'm going to I'm going to help people understand this white supremacy issue. And just because you don't have enough melanin in your skin, you're inherently racist. It's systematic racism, and I'm fighting against it. You would no more hand them your money, would you? But see, society doesn't do it this way. Society uses a con game. You want to know why America's in trouble? Because they have put sleepers inside of all of these corporations, all of these nonprofits out there, and they've been funneling the money to the causes of the left. What's going on, folks, is called woke capitalism. Woke capitalism. It kind of started in 2010. You started hearing the term woke in mainstream media. Woke capitalism includes advertising campaigns designed to appeal to millennials who hold more socially liberal views than earlier generations. Can you believe that? Of course you can believe that. They're taking over our kids. They are committed to drastically intensifying what they think is bad issues in America. They also have a thing called woke washing. You ever heard about this? There are companies that actually go out and shame other companies because they're not doing enough to fight the injustices of this world. They're not doing enough to represent the underrepresented. Well, what's really going on, folks, is they have forgotten about you and I. They have forgotten about average American who loves their liberty, loves their freedom, and loves their country. If you're like me, you would probably, you'd take a bullet for your kids. You'd take a bullet for your grandkids. And personally, I'd take a bullet for my country. I believe in my country. I would no more participate in something that destroys my country than I would go out in the streets and put on a black bandana over my face and throw Molotov cocktails on cars and break in windows to the Nike store and steal everything in the name of reparations. I love my country. But our country, in many ways, at the corporate level, has turned their back on you and I. Because they have been entrapped, yes, it's entrapped, by this woke culture. Could you imagine one singular corporation giving $600 million to support things like making sure your transgendered kids can get hormone therapy, or to make sure that illegal aliens can keep on streaming across our border unchecked, or to make sure that they fight voter ID because they believe it's racist and it oppresses people of color? What about these corporations that are sitting down their executives and employees telling them, you're white, you're bad, and you're going to have to go through this training so you stop being bad? In fact, you have to revoke your whiteness. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're white. They'll send you through if you don't match with the agenda. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you an exit plan. There is a way to fix this. Being 2 years in the trenches of this, I now understand how this works. I know how we do this. I know how we fight back. I know they are terrified of us. I want you to understand, we have three votes. We have our vote in our ballot, which we're fighting for. We have our vote in our time, like investing the time right now in the things we watch and participate in. And then we have a vote of our money. We're going to stab these rat bastards right in the wallet. Hang tight. Be right back. 260 million of you shop here weekly. And did you know you spend about $1,400 each year? 2.5 million of you shop here daily, and you give them $1,000 each year. Combined, that's $500 billion annually. And you think it's the American way to shop? Think again. Your hard-earned money is being funneled to bad organizations. The consumable products you buy, well, they're washing America down the drain. Think about where you spend your money. Folks, we have to save America from socialism. We need to make the woke go broke. First things first, and that's America first. You need to follow the money. You need to follow your money and make the woke go broke. So I will show you how to save America from socialism. Go to makewokegobroke.click. Yes, dot click. Makewokegobroke.click. Makewokegobroke.click and do it now.
In case you didn't get that, it's makewokegobroke.click, C-L-I-C-K. That's it for another show. As always, we hope you found today's content of interest and value. You can listen to a podcast of today's program when it's posted in the next few days on the Jim Benson Show, the Jim Benson Show pages on bbsradio.com. Look for us again with another live broadcast 2 weeks from today in the same time slot. Have a good rest of your day.